Firstly, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to go straight in there and ask you, did you always want to be an actor?
Yeah, kind of. It's one of those things, when I was a kid, because that was long enough ago, it wasn't really, there weren't the stage schools, there weren't the college courses. You know, I was born back in 67, grew up through the 70s and 80s. You know, it wasn't seen as so much of a career path back then as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you can decide as a kid, yeah, I want to be an actor. You can go to the stage school. You can go on to do your college courses. You can progress up through the ranks, hopefully, and get where you want to be.
Sure. I mean, back then as well, it was all about equity, wasn't it? Equity cards and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the only thing you ever heard of with professionals. Oh, equity says this, equity says that. It's still important, but there seems to be a lot more out there now. It doesn't seem to be the big thing that it was. I mean, don't get me wrong. They do a lot to help people, and I think, you know, if you can get yourself there in the professional arena, I think you'd probably be a fool not to be part of equity, just in case things start going wrong or...
Yeah, just have that backing. So tell me about your journey, because you weren't always an actor, were you?
Oh, gosh, no. I started off, oh, my word, back in the 80s, back before PCs on the desk existed, and we did computer support for stockbrokers. I actually still worked with punch cards, to give you an idea what it was like back then. But I came through there. I've worked in banking. I've worked in the medical field. I ended up doing a lot of temping, which resulted in me going around the country to different jobs. And at that point, we had both our kids come along. And at some point, so I was working away from home. I'd go away on a Sunday night, come back on a Friday night. And effectively, after we paid out all the childcare and everything else, I was working for like £50 a month.
Mm.
And it got to the stage of, do you know what? I want to do something I enjoy. So we started looking at, the kids were getting modelling jobs and that sort of thing. And we just sort of thought, well, why don't I see what I can get?
Sure.
I started, we were saving money because we weren't having to pay out for childcare. So I was able to stay at home and cover that bit. So, and we were lucky enough that we could live on one salary, just about.
Just the right moment in time.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, with like anything in this world, if you actually wait for the right moment in time, you'll never do anything because there's always something coming along.
Yeah, true.
So we decided, you know, we've got the backing of the other half. And we said, no, let's do this. I've managed to get a few student jobs. I've managed to get a few paid jobs. I've got little bits here and there that come in when we need them. But it's certainly not the best job in the world on the pay front.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. I've got to say, whenever I am actually working, I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. So
yeah.
I can't complain on that in the slightest. It's just I'd like to be doing a bit more and enjoying myself a bit more often.
Yeah, let's talk about that because, you know, talk about the highs, but also, dare I say it, you know, there are lows, aren't there?
There are. I mean, it's silly little things sometimes. The number of times you make your applications and they want to know some of these jobs, they want to know the ins and outs of a dog's backside.
I'm glad positioned it like that.
Sorry. But then you go through all that and then you never hear from them again. And some of these ones where you apply online, they haven't even looked at it.
Soul destroyed, isn't it? That effort you put in.
Yeah. And yet this morning, I've had a job that I applied for back in January. I'll be honest with you, I'd kind of forgotten about it. And I've had a really nice email come through saying, we got lots of applications. Sorry you weren't selected. Mm. We'll keep you on the books. So some people are brilliant.
Yeah.
It's a refusal. But you look at that and go, do you know what? I don't feel so bad about that. You've had the decency to contact me.
Yeah, you just put a little bit of respect, don't you? And
that's it.
Yeah.
I've had jobs where we've had a back and forth in email. You go along to the audition. You do everything you need to do. And then you never hear from them again. You even send them an email saying, you know, sorry to bother you, but how did it go? Nothing.
Hmm.
And it's just a little bit rude. And to be honest with you, some of those are students, the ones that should be learning better.
Yeah.
So
tell me, what would be your kind of ultimate acting role? What's the dream job? Well, have you done it already? I don't know. What's...
No, I don't think... I think whatever you do, there'll always be something else that you're looking for.
Hmm.
And if you find your dream job, then it kind of becomes a case of, well, where is there to go from here? Because, you know, I've done everything I ever wanted to do. Why would I carry on? So I don't think there is actually a dream role per se. All I really want is, I don't mind if it's lots of little jobs or a constant one, you know, sitting in the Rover's Return or something like that. But just something that's going to bring in a bit of regular money.
Yeah.
Now, I'm quite happy. I'm not looking for fame and fortune. Don't get me wrong. If they came along, I'm not going to kick them out.
Mm.
But I just want something that's going to pay the bills, mean that we can actually go on holiday for a change with the kids, you know, rather than saying, okay, where can we go today in London, or, you know, because we can't afford to go away. Just something to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I'd quite like to do some stage work. I know that's, you know, unless you're the big name at the top of the bill, you know, you're not going to get famous with that, but a bit of regular work, that sort of thing. I'm sort of going back and forth.
No, I have to say, Stephen, as well, do you know what fascinated me was, I've obviously looked up and done my research, and I loved your special skill of being able to wear and run in high heels. I've got to say, yeah. I can't even walk in high heels. So, did that take a lot of practice?
A little bit. I mean, that came about through AmDrams as much as anything else. I've been a member of our local theatre since the late 90s. And I've done quite a few pantos. And my favourite role there is the dame. Because you interact with the audience, you get to be incredibly silly, you get to do things like wearing high heels. I mean, the other half, as you said on there, she's the one she's always said that I'm going to be the one to teach the kids to wear high heels, not her.
I love it, actually. I mean, I've got to say, when I just first started dating my partner, who's a fellow Radio Oakham presenter, John Andrews, he was in pantomime, and I'd hardly been going out of him when I went down to watch him in panto, and he came on stage covered in deep, thick makeup, and it was just a real moment, actually, seeing him.
Panto is brilliant. You can be anyone.
Yeah,
you can just do anything. Yeah, as long as you stay vaguely within the story.
Yeah.
And it's great, even if you mess up a little bit, because the audience are there, they're with you, they want to see you succeed. That I suppose if you're going to say, what's my dream role, there you go, playing a professional panto every year.
That'd be fabulous, wouldn't it?
It's fantastic. I mean, that's something that I really would like to try and get into, is the professional ones. I've done a lot of amateur ones, and I don't know, I think with some of those, the amateur ones can be better than the professional sometimes.
Well, let's hope somebody's listening right now.
Oh, gosh, yes, I hope so.
And so you mentioned your children as well. So they're both child actors and models. They do modelling as well. You must be very proud.
Oh, I'm incredibly proud of them. But at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, it's whatever they want to do. We're here to support them. We're their parents. You know, as long as they're happy with what they're doing, I don't think we can complain too much.
No, yeah, we might say,
well, you're happy with what you're doing, but have you tried this? You know, just push yourself a bit further. You know, try and get the best out of them. But ultimately, whatever they want to do, whoever they want to be with, whatever they're doing, wherever, as long as they're happy with what they're doing and they're not putting themselves in danger too much that they don't know about. You know, they might want to do a job that puts themselves in danger. If they want to go off and be a firefighter or something like that, will support them all the way.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I have to say, I did go to stage school part-time when I was younger, and you did see the children that were kind of marched in with the parents and kind of, and you could tell they just didn't want to be there. And my parents had the same thoughts as yourself. I genuinely wanted to be there. So.
You do sometimes see it, don't you? This is mummy and daddy's dream.
Yeah.
So this is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And you can see the kids sitting there going, well, I'm going to do it because you told me, but don't expect me to enjoy it.
No, it's, there's nothing worse, is there? So can I ask you, just on that note as well, so any sort of advice you'd have for anyone kind of starting out in the business, and, you know, as you've touched upon on the sort of the highs and the lows there, what sort of advice would you give someone? Because I think maybe some people may go into it with a little bit of sort of delusions of grandeur in a way, perhaps just realising kind of the real effort that goes into it, and the plenty of knockbacks, I imagine.
Yeah, for a start, be realistic. Because for every 100 applications you send out, if you're lucky, you might be seen or, you know, accepted to go to audition 10 times. And if you're lucky from that, you might get one call back. You know, don't get me wrong, there are people that have a higher hit rate than that. There are people that have a lower hit rate than that. I like to think when I look at it, actually my hit rate is probably slightly better than that. But ultimately, be prepared for rejection. There was a thing I saw a little while back. It was Patrick Stewart when he got his role in Star Trek. As he said, he did the audition, he walked out and he forgot about it because the majority of them, you never hear back.
Yeah.
And you've got to think about stuff like that. Don't sit there going, oh, I did a really brilliant audition, I'm going to get this. Accept the fact that the majority of the time, even you might give the best audition in the world, but if they look at somebody else that you've got to work with, they might see somebody else that's not as good but has a better chemistry with that person.
Yeah, sure.
So it's not always about the performance you give. It's sometimes about what other people are doing as well. You have to sit in with the rest of the cast, the rest of the crew, everything else.
The bigger picture. It's just completely out of your control at the end of the day. You can only do your best.
Absolutely. You can show up. You can do sometimes what you think they want, because some of these auditions, they just say, I had one a while back and it was the section of the script was really quite nasty. It looked like this person was a complete and utter, well, I'm not going to use the word, but
someone
you really wouldn't like. But actually, when you saw it in conjunction with the rest of the script, actually, he was a really nice guy who was doing everything he could to support someone.
Yeah.
He was just having a bit of a bad time at that point. So don't, you know,
yeah, never
even
judge.
Sometimes the audition you get doesn't tell you the whole story.
No, I can imagine. Stephen, if anyone wants to find out more about you, they can find you on mandy.com, can't they?
They can indeed.
Just search for your name.
Yep.
And you're on social media too.
Yes. I have to say, I have to hold up my hand and say I'm a bit bad with technology, and a lot of the time my other half helps me out with that because she knows
there is
how all
nothing
these
wrong
work.
With that. There's yeah. nothing wrong with that.
And she also runs the ones for the Mandy and the Twitter and everything on behalf of the kids. So.
Oh, fantastic. Brilliant stuff. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for being on the show and for sharing with us, you know, your career. Wish you every success with what comes next for you, and keep in touch. Love to hear what comes next.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice to, if I've helped anyone, it's a good thing. I hope I haven't wasted their time. So.
Thank you so much. Take care. Right. Have a good rest of Sunday.
And you have a good one. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.